A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 315. The three things you need to know this hour. First, the FBI has found what it thinks are human remains near a backpack and notebook that belonged to Brian Laundrie. He's been missing more than a month now. Second,
election integrity is on the agenda at Utah's interim judiciary committee meeting today, and a group is calling for an audit of Utah's 2020 results. Democratic Senator Derek Kitchen says lawmakers even discussing that perpetuates the big lie. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have a new accident. It's in Tooele County, eastbound I-80, about 4 miles west of Tooele, but already being moved out of traffic to the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's 60. It's sunny clouds with warm up to 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Yes, it's 61 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Florida, new developments in the search for Brian Laundrie. He's the fiancé of Gabby Petito, her body found in Wyoming last month where the couple had been visiting. He returned to Florida without her. The FBI's Michael McPherson on what they discovered at the Carlton Reserve in Sarasota County.
Earlier today, investigators found what appears to be human remains, along with personal items, such as a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundrie.
The FBI says those items are now being tested. No other details as of now. President Biden in his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania this afternoon in a final push for his Build Back Better agenda. The White House also signaling to Democrats to get his human infrastructure plan and the traditional bipartisan deal passed. Senate Democrats came up short this afternoon to advance a voting rights bill with no Republican support to begin debate. Vice President Kamala Harris after the vote.
We're not going to give up. We have never given up, those of us who have fought for the right of every American to be able to express their voice through their vote. We're going to continue to do the work.
The full House votes tomorrow on the January 6th committee recommendation to hold former Trump advisor and radio host Steve Bannon in contempt. Bannon, a private citizen, defied a subpoena to testify, citing former President Trump's executive privilege, defined as carrying out the duties of the presidency imposed by the Constitution. Committee members say executive privilege would not apply to planning an attack. Select Committee co-chair and GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Mr. Bannon is using privilege as a pretext for not appearing at all and for producing absolutely no documents of any kind. That puts this institution's authority at significant risk, not just here and now, but in all future investigations.
And just in, U.S. health regulators moving to allow mixing of COVID-19 shots for boosters and authorizing Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID doses. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL In-Depth. And the developing news we've been following for about half an hour now, the developments in the search for Brian Laundrie. The first developments in more than a month. Michael McPherson, the head of the FBI in Tampa, says law enforcement found human remains near some of Laundrie's belongings. It was in the same area where law enforcement's been searching for him. We have a few moments, so we're going to bring you a little bit of the news conference just about 40 minutes ago.
As you're aware, the FBI and the Northport Police Department and our state and local law enforcement partners have been searching the area of the Carlton Reserve for Brian Laundrie, a person of interest in the murder of Gabby Petito. Earlier today, investigators found what appears to be human remains, along with personal items, such as a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundrie. These items were found in an area that up until recently had been underwater. Our evidence response team is on scene using all available forensic resources to process the area. It's likely the team will be on scene for several days. I know you have a lot of questions, but we don't have all the answers yet. We are working diligently to get those answers for you.
More or less, that was the news conference, and that's the head of the FBI in Tampa. We will continue to update you on the Laundrie case as more information becomes available. Stay with us at KSL News Radio, where it's 319. We have a check on traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank. your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
Salt Lake County freeway traffic flowing freely. It's a very good drive southbound I-15 with normal KSL travel times from downtown to the south interchange. And from the south interchange to Lehigh, I-15 in Utah County, both directions look great between the Point and Provo. We had an earlier accident called out, but it's not really causing any kind of delays since it is out of traffic. Eastbound I-80, about 4 miles west of Tooele. Steve?
We still have that crash on northbound 15 as you leave downtown Salt Lake City, about 1800 north on the right shoulder. After that, though, good speeds. Full speeds into Davis, Weber, and Box Elder counties this afternoon. Nothing to slow you down. Same for southbound I-15 back the other way. Ready for a kitchen update? Shop local at Durden's Appliance in Bountiful and pay the same or less than the national chains. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Listen to Grant Wayman and your seven-day forecast.
Today, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. We're up to 63. A bit more sunshine tomorrow, and it's warmer. We're up to 66, and a nice one on Friday with a few more clouds and up to 68. More cloud cover on Saturday, some showers late in the day. High 62, more rain showers early on Sunday. The high temperature 60 degrees, and yet again, another storm next week. Monday, more rain 59, and rain and snow Tuesday 54. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Now, if I stepped on Grant at the beginning, it's partly cloudy, 63 this afternoon, mostly clear, down to 42 overnight right now, 61 degrees in Salt Lake City. We have breaking news on KSL News Radio. Check where your onions come from, because if they're from Mexico, you need to toss them out. The CDC has just announced fresh whole onions are causing a salmonella outbreak in 37 states, including Utah. If you have onions from ProSource Incorporated, don't eat them, don't serve them, no matter what color. If you see a store selling onions from ProSource, do not buy them. Again, if the onions are from Mexico, you need to toss them out. KSL News Time 3:22.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I was in my Burt Brothers location closest to me just the other day, and I went in just for a simple oil change. But as I always do, and they always remind me, we'll look things over. And they did, and fortunately, the old F-150 is in pretty good shape. And I was chatting with the folks behind the desk, and they said, you know, I wish more people would come in before the big snowstorm, before they've been sliding off the road, before they're on the side of the road with a battery issue. I wish they'd come in now so we can help before that winter weather comes, and it's right around the corner right now. This is the time to get into Burt Brothers. Get a grip on this winter with $70 back by mail on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you purchase 4 Bridgestone Blizzak tires. Increase that reward to $100 when you use your Burt Brothers credit card. There are 14 convenient locations right now. Burt Brothers Complete Auto Care. Simply done better.
Come on and get.
Hi, Doug Wright here. Two of the best-known travel companies in Utah, Morris Murdoch and Columbus Travel, have merged and they're celebrating with some wonderful travel opportunities. Morris Columbus has invited my wife Dee and me to host a Windmills and Tulips River Cruise next April during the height of the tulip season. We'll depart from Amsterdam and cruise through the Netherlands and Belgium, seeing endless tulip fields in full bloom. Make the most of your European experience by arriving early into Amsterdam for a Canal City tour and a visit to the Anne Frank House. Book now and receive up to a $500 discount. Plus, you'll receive free gratuities and a free shore excursion in every port. Call Morris Columbus today to join me for this vacation of a lifetime. Or book online at morrismurdoch.com/KSL. But hurry, this cruise will sell out and the best staterooms will go quickly.
Come on and get away, Morris Columbus.
Well, summer's here, the birds are chirping, the sun is shining, and you want more than anything to get outside and get active. But that creaking and occasional pop you're hearing has been holding you back. Hips, elbows, and ankles, it's always something, isn't it? As everyone gets back to doing the things they love, your hips, elbows, and ankles shouldn't be preventing you from enjoying your life with the people who matter most. Leave your joint pain behind. Visit the Active Joint Institute. They specialize in helping people with joint pain improve their lives dramatically without surgery. So get back to playing in the yard with your grandkids, get back to golf, tennis, or pickleball with your friends. Get back to the active lifestyle you love, pain-free. Learn more about your hip, elbow, and ankle pain and how to get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Central Bank. The city of Springville will get Google Fiber next year. The city council unanimously approved the agreement with Google last night. It'll be available starting sometime next year. KSL Drives GMC expected record sales of its Sierra pickups. The automaker is struggling to keep up with demand, though, but they say they're managing despite limited inventory and the chip shortage. GMC dealers will still operate on the deliver-to-order basis for pickups because demand will outpace supply for a while. Elon Musk could become the world's first trillionaire thanks to SpaceX. Musk has made most of his money from Tesla. Analysts at Morgan Stanley forecast he could make that much and more with SpaceX. They project the space company could be worth $200 billion and rise higher as it develops. It was a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow was up 152 points. The S&P gained 16, while the NASDAQ lost 7 points. KSL News Time 326. 8 Nigerians have been charged with running internet scams targeting Americans with false promises of love.
Nigerians linked to organized crime worked from South Africa to create phony sob stories about love, debt, needing money, pulling at the heartstrings of victims.
Widowers, widows, divorcees, they really target those folks in a vulnerable state, pulling at their heartstrings, all with the intent of separating them from their money.
The FBI's George Crouch said he has seen these scams quite often because they're lucrative. Just last year, romance and advance pay scams bilked American victims out of $600 million. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.